7:49 means it's time for a look at emergency traffic. Andy, where do we start?
Well, I would start by not going to the 201 freeway. If you're trying to head east from Magna to I-15, almost the entire stretch is bumper to bumper between the snow and several different crashes. That is just not a good way to go. I-80, actually, even though you got to go way out of the way from West Valley up to I-80, it's probably worth your time to then work your way into Salt Lake City that way, other than trying to stay on 201. I-80 also having troubles if you're coming from Tooele County. You've got a couple miles of backup starting at the SR 202 split because of a crash. And then northbound I-15, 40 minutes from Point of the Mountain to downtown. Eric?
Northbound Bangor Highway also very slow between West Jordan and Taylorsville. Got an accident over at 54th South in Bangor. That's actually on the southbound side where a car somehow managed to get up on the middle median and high centered there, no wheels touching the ground, but that's affecting the northbound side. The left lane is shut down, and we've also got a northbound accident State Street as you go under I-80 heading up through South Salt Lake. Heather?
If you're coming out of Davis County heading south on I-15, your biggest delays start in Woods Cross all the way to Salt Lake City, and then we've got a crash northbound I-15 at Beck Street. It's off on the left shoulder, but the roads are still very wet and icy in that area, and that you need to reduce your speeds to stay safe. Give yourself the gift of outstanding car insurance at a great price this holiday season. Call GEICO's local office in Salt Lake City for your free quote today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.